A cross-border raid apparently carried out by ethnic Russians on Russian territory. There is much about these images that doesn't seem to fit. Yet armed men from two groups called the Russia Volunteer Corps and the Liberty of Russia Legion claim to have captured several towns close to the Ukrainian border. Forward units, they reported on Twitter, had entered the town of Grayvoron, home to a Russian military base, where they used drones to attack the local headquarters of Russia's security service, the FSB. These pictures cannot be independently verified. Video on social media purports to show two men making their escape in a captured armored vehicle. The fighters describe themselves as Russian citizens opposed to the Kremlin. They can be seen here wearing Ukrainian insignia in a video statement posted on social media.
We are Russians just like you. We are people just like you. We want our children to grow up in peace and be free.
The statement rails against official corruption in Russia, a country described as a dictatorship, and it appears to threaten the Kremlin directly.
Your support is what reminds us every day of our final goal, Red Square.
The attacks sparked the evacuation of Russian citizens from the area as the authorities said a counter-terrorism operation was underway. These images were later released by the Defense Ministry, Russia's retaliation, it said, destroying equipment and claiming the lives of dozens of fighters. Speaking to reporters by phone, the Kremlin spokesman said the attackers were Ukrainian and suggested the threat of incursion justified Russia's invasion, or special military operation, as he called it.
Look, they are Ukrainian militants from Ukraine. There are many ethnic Russians living in Ukraine, but they are Ukrainian militants anyway. This demands more efforts from our side. These efforts are ongoing, as well as the special military operation designed to prevent similar incursions.
In response, Ukraine said it had, quote, nothing to do with it. Jonah Hull, Al Jazeera.
Moscow-based journalist Julia